don't
Brandilla, he's not on yet.
Okay.
Do
He's not
what?
on yet.
Oh, not on yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Hugs
the mail. Talk to me.
I'm gonna move.
We're starting with the Omer. So you can find the handout on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem web page. And if you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom of the page. Once the landing page opens up, you can scroll down to a section about 60% of the way down where it says about the Omer period. And the first link under that is Omer counting D. And I'm not sure what the D stands for other than it's a typographical error. So when that opens up, you can scroll down to the 18th day of Nisan. And that will be our handout for tonight for the Omer. Step one is the Shem Yichud specifically for the Omer. Lasot Ratzon Borenu And now we have some verses that relate to the preparation for the counting. Please join me with them. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Igmor Babi Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Azdecha Leolam Maaseyadicha El Teref Efra Elohim El Yon Lael Gomer Alay Vi'avar Alayit Vi'arech Makav Oseset Bedamayich Layomar Lecha Bedamayich Hayei We amar lecha bedamayich chayei. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Elohim Elohai Gadalta Meod hod v'hadar levashet Levashta Ota or Kishalama Nota Shemaim Kiriya Now for the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Yudhei Wahei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Tetzivanu Al Sefirat Ha'omer Hayom Shlosha Yamin La'omer Harachaman U'yachatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Limkoma Imhera b'yameinu, and we all say Amen. Today is the third day of the Omer. It's good to contemplate what the number three represents. It represents the three columns of the Tree of Life. It represents the two numbers before it, the number one representing unity, the number two representing diversity, and the number three represents the unity of within the diversity. Psalm 67. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yichaneinu bivarkeinu. The word bivarkeinu is a word that means bless us. It also has the meaning of bending our knees. What does it mean to you to bend your knees? Does it mean praying? Does it mean submitting to the yoke of heaven? What do you have to do to submit to the yoke of heaven? Do you want to submit to the yoke of heaven? In what way do you need to change yourself in order to submit to the yoke of heaven? In what ways do you bless others? Increase the ways that you bless others. How does this bring you and them closer to Hashem? Yair panav itanu se'ela. Laga'at ba'aretz darkecha, bekol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha min Elohim, yoducha min kulam. Isma. The letter Mem is a mother letter, and it connects to the essence of loving kindness or chesed. It connects to water. In what way can you increase your connection to loving kindness, to chesed? How can you share more while removing your expectation to receive something in return? This is the essence of the letter Mem, the open letter Mem. V'yarnenu ve'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim va'aretz tanhem sela. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Eretz Na'ana Yevula Yevarkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yevarkenu Elohim V'yiru Oto Kol Ha'Se'aretz. And please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana b'koach gev. The letter Gimel has a gematria of 3, so it connects to this day of the Omer. The Gimel has the meaning of render or ripen. With different vowels, it means a camel, which is a water carrier in a certain sense. What is the nature of a camel? Within itself, it conserves water. Water has a consciousness of loving kindness. Use this gimel to grow the consciousness of loving kindness within yourself. Then use your increased loving kindness to share it with others. Contemplate how you can accomplish this. Gula Yemincha Aleph Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Tzadvenu Tacharenu Nora. Kufay Shayim Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yechutcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barchem Tacharem Ratame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betzet Reish Saritat Gimel Tassin Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adata Ketuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Dea Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimelamet Pezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shim Kufal Sari Yitzhak In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. The eighth step that we do tonight is to connect to one of the 42 stops that the children of Israel made while in the desert for 40 years. And these 42 stops are really stages in each person's life. This third journey is the journey that connects, the Sukkot to Etam. Etam is an ancient Egyptian, means to the seashore. Some identify Etam, with the Egyptian Chitam, which denotes a fortress. After early childhood, when we are completely dependent on parents for sustenance and protection, we begin to emerge from that fortress of their protection as we start to develop a sense of independence. This stage is comparable to a seashore, which is a boundary between exploring the new world around us and scurrying back for approval and guidance from our parents. At this phase in our lives, we are not yet quite thrown into the desert, yet we are at its edge as we become acquainted with this alien and insensitive world. A good meditation for this third day. In what way do we need to explore our limits? And in what way do we need to transition from the protection of our comfort zone while maintaining a safer process and a stronger protection shield? Just like the child, as he grows to explore the world and yet still being supported by his parent. Step 9 is the actual counting. Ribono Shelalam, Ata Tsevitanu Al Yidei Moshe, Al Dechal Ispor Sepirata Omer, Kidei Letacharenu, Mikli Potenu, Tu Matenu, Kimo Shekatavta, Betorata, Utvartem Lachem, Vimacharad HaShabbat, Yom HaViyachem, Eto Omer, Hatinufa Sheva Shabbatot, Tinimot, Tina, Mimacharad HaShabbat, HaShivit, Tesirut, Tesafru, Chamishim Yom Kidei, Sheitacharu, Nashot Amcha, Yisrael Mizohamatam, Uvechein Yihiratzon Milfanecha, Adonai Yohewahe, Yohahe Tawanu Heyo, Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Shebizchut Sefirat HaOmer, Shesafarti Hayom, Yetukan Masheragamti, Sefirah. Tiferet Shebechesed. Balance and beauty within loving kindness. Meditate on the meaning of the phrase by really looking at what is the meaning of these sephirot and how do we relate the sephirot as levels of consciousness. And how do they appear in my life? Where are they in my body? The Tiferet is the chest. Where is the loving kindness in the chest? Is it the heart? Or is it the lungs? Is it the breasts? Understanding the Sephirot at this deeper level helps you to cleanse yourself. V'yetzaher v'yetkadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala. Amen, Selah. The tenth step relates to the Tzaddikim for the day. Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein. Rabbi Brandwein was the second head leader of what today is called the Kabbalah Center. Rabbi Brandwein was a relative of the Maggid de Mizrach. Rabbi Brandwein gave the leadership of the Kabbalah Center to Rabbi Berg as part of his leadership and choosing his successor. Rabbi Meir Halevi Abulafia. In the Arabic language, Abulafia means priest. So if you ever run across people with the name Abu Latif, it's like the Ashkenazi name Cohen. 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 All of those different diminutions. Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. This is the son of Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, known as the Rav. Very significant was his father, but Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik was also significant in the modern Kabbalists. Rabbi Moshe Ellenson, step 11, the prophet that is associated with Tiferet Shiva Chesed is Yaakov Avinu. We know quite a bit about Yaakov and his life, his four wives, his 12 children, or more than likely his 14 children, or perhaps 25 or 26 children if we count the twin sisters of the 12 tribes. We're now going to transition to our Zohar class for tonight. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. We'll open up to a landing page of all of the parashas. Scroll down to Parasha Shemini. And we are going to do section one, because I've looked up the recordings and we didn't have a lot of the earlier sections in Shemini. So we will start with Pasuk 1 and section 1 after Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kuchabri Hu Ishkinte Bikilu Urhimu Utilu Utilu Urhimu. Leachta l'shem yudei bavavhe, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah, v'ayino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kerenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kerenei. V'ayihi b'ayom hashmini v'gomer, Rabbi Yitzhak b'tav, Veran yachad kochvei boker v'yariu kol b'nei Elohim zakayin inum Yisrael iku v'chabarichu yachiv lo no raita kadisha chedvavta tikola chedvavta iku v'chabarichu Priyat Yahuluta Dileya Diktiv Wa Ehiyeh Shashuim Yom Yom Meoraitakola Ad Shema Kadisha Yidiku Chabarifu Uvoraita Itzere Alma Ikiwa Eye Etlo Amon Al Tikre Amon Ella Oman. The translation. And it came to pass on the eighth day, Rabbi Yitzhak opened the discussion, saying, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of Elohim shouted for joy, blessed are Israel, because the Holy One, blessed be He, has given them the Holy Torah, the joy of all, the joy of the Holy One, blessed be He, and the place where He walks, as it is written, that was daily His delight. The Holy Torah is one holy name of the Holy One, blessed be He. By the Torah was the world created, as it is written. Then I was by Him as a nursling. The Hebrew word is amun. Do not pronounce it as amun, but as uma, which is literally an artificer. For it was His instrument of art for the creation of the world. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is teaching by hinting in the last sentence a very important spiritual law. Art is different than science. Wisdom is different than understanding. Art is not duplicatable. It can be mirrored, but if the copy is not the original, Science follows the premise that if something cannot be duplicated, it is not truth. This is false. Truth is art. Creation is art. Many people speculate how a society that worships Hollywood and sports heroes provides such enormous salaries to these people. Can this be truly valid? Rabbi Ashlag is telling us to realize that all aspects of creation, whether Hollywood or a sporting event, is an art and an art form. That is the spiritual reason why the salaries are so out of proportion to what is perceived by the intellectual discussions taking place around it. This is my opinion. The second verse. Uvoraita itzere barna shahidiktiv Vayomer Elohim naaseh adam Amar kudsha barichu Leoraita ba'ena Lemivre adam amra Kameya hai barnash zamin lemechete Uargaza kamach ilata rich rugzach aleya Hech yekum bialma amar la anaviyat nokin Leya bialma Behalav lemagana itkareina eres apayim. The translation. And man was created by the Torah, as it is written. And Elohim said, let us make man. It is written in a plural form. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to the Torah, I wish to create man. She replied, this man is destined to sin and provoke you, unless you are long-suffering with him. How then shall he endure? And he replied to her, "You and I shall maintain him in the world, for I am not called long-suffering for no reason." My commentary. To comprehend this pasuk, one needs to know, and I do mean know the answer to the question, what is Torah? Torah is more than the sum of its parts. Torah is a person who chooses to live Torah. That is the ultimate goal and the ultimate meaning of the plurality of Torah. The third pasuk. Rabbi Yo Amar Torah Shabita Torah Shabita Ufmuhale Yalabar Nashbialma Tahidiki Nase Adam Vesomenu Kidmutenu Rabbi Yose Amar Me'aka et asher kivar asu, v'day, v'dahu t'elem udmot, t'elem bikura, t'mut benupa, v'ad sheruta, v'yoraita, beth v'yofnuha. The translation. Rabbi Chiya said that the written Torah, which is Zerantin, and the oral Torah, which is Malchut, establishes man in the world, as it is written. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Written in the plural form. Rabbi Yose said that we learn from that verse that which has been already done, literally by them. By them, assuredly, in the plural form. It is the image and the likeness who have both made man. An image by the masculine principle, which is Zerantin, called image. And likeness by the feminine principle, which is Malchut, called likeness. Malchut is called likeness. The Hebrew word is demut, which is derived from silence, which is the Hebrew word demama. For she has nothing of her own, save what she receives from Zerantin. Man's soul was created from the unity of Zerantin and Malchut. Therefore, it is said, in our image, after our likeness. That is the reason why the Torah begins with the letter bet, which is the number two, for it includes, or it alludes to, Zerantin and Malchut. And this has already been explained. My commentary. This pasuk is clear and needs no commentary. Yet look again to realize the unity of the number two, and how it relates to plurality as well. Torah is plurality. Torah is unity. This is not a paradox. This is a hint to us to love the diversity within the unity. The fourth pasuk. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Mivne Ma'abet Ketika Ketika Ustima Ela Beshata Debar Nash Ateli Itcha Bera Beoraita Harehi Petzicha Bekabela Leya Uishtatva Bahadeya Ushata Debarnash Satim Enomina Akara Harehi Osutima Mithitra Akara Kada Im Yom Ta'azveni Yomayim Be'ezvecha Vela Yishkach Pitcha Adyeitu Vita Bar Babioraita Andin Beyondin Laiskin Neseche Mina Viadoraita Pat Chat Kame Bene Nasha Viakriza Vitare Lehom Alechem Mishim Echra Wigomer Ukti Berosh Omiot Tikra Befitche Sharim Bir Amarecha Tomer. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, why is the bet open on one side and closed on the other? He explains that when a man comes to attach himself to the Torah, it is open to receive him and to join with him. But when he closes his eyes to it and walks in the other way, it is closed from the other side. Like the bet, as it is written, if you forsake me one day, I will forsake you too. There will be no opening until he returns to attach himself to it face to face and never abandons it again. Therefore, the Torah first approaches men, calling to them, to you, O men, I call. And also, she utters her voice in the squares. She cries in the chief place of concourse, at the entrance of the gates. To the city, she utters her words. My commentary. As you read this pasuk, did you visualize yourself walking toward the letter bet? Or did you see yourself walking within the bet? Is the closed side of the bet a blockage to continued growth? Or a barrier to continued growth? What do you think someone who sees himself inside thinks of someone who sees himself outside? Did you even think that there could be a different perception of what the pasuk is saying? Verse 5. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Betzirein Gadin Bechad Biachida Da Achidlon Maika Maire Elachad Lishmaya Bechad Liara Lekut Shabarichu Achid Lekabilon. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, the bet is a form of two roofs and one line joining them. What does it signify? One roof above is for heaven, which is there on kin, and the other below is for earth, which is Malchut. The Holy One, blessed be He, who is your soul, unites them and receives them. My commentary. Have you ever thought of the earth as a roof? What do you think is being revealed by this? Is this the line joining the two roofs a metaphor for the Creator? Is your soul the Creator? Why yes or why not? Pasuk 6. Rabbi Elazar Amar Gimel Nechorin Inun Ilayin Kadishin Yachidan Kachada Inun Kelala Yoraita Ilain Pachin Ticha Lekola Pachin Ticha Limchem Nuta Ve'ilein beta, ve'kola vi'ada bayit, ikru ve'ilein inun beta, ukis sheruta deoraita bet, dahio oraita hawe asvata de'alma. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said there are three supernal holy lights, namely three lines connected together in which the whole Torah is comprised. They open the gates to everyone and have influence on faith, which is Malchut. And they are like a house to everyone. Therefore, they are called a house for the three lines of the bet, alluding to the three columns of Zeranpin, or a house. The Hebrew word is bayit. The Torah commences, therefore, with that letter, for it is a house and a remedy for the whole world. A commentary. What is meant that the house or the bet is a remedy for the world's troubles? It is recognizing that all of the multiple Torahs is encapsulated into the bet. The Torah is a remedy for the world's pain and for the world's suffering. Therefore, the bet is also that remedy. Meditate on the letter bet, spelled bet yud tav. The Hebrew phrase or word, uyata, has the same gematria as the letter bet. It hints to the fact that the human being is a house for Hashem. Uyata means and you. The seventh pasuk. Ukif malandi ishtadal bioraita keilu ishtadal bea ishma kadisha wehaitmar bioraita kola hachima kadisha ila ihi ukim dihi shima kadisha batha. Bait dihi kelala Bishma kadisha bitlat kishre behem nuta. The translation. Therefore, he who is occupied in the Torah is as if he is occupied in the holy name. We have learned that the whole Torah is one supernal holy name, and because of that, it begins with the bet, for it comprises the holy name, namely the three vavs within the secret written in the verses, and wet, and rinse, and it came, and stretched out, which are the three verses that create the 72 names of God. These are the three columns of Zeranpin, and it hints to the three bonds which influences faith, which is Malchut. A commentary. Did you make the connection to the 72 names through the bets hinted above? Do you understand the hint? The eighth pasuk. Ta chate kolinun gemishtad le bioraita mita bikin beya beku shagari su umita tre beitre bioraita beitre fimu be la witata beku shagari su oh shit alone yamine ya. Tashini nun demishtadle, deoraita name belelia, delaukmuha deinun, mishtatpe bishkinta, deitsabarau, tahada, wikadate, tafra, kuchabarihu bater. Lehu bechad chuta deheset Leishtamud aben ilayim Wetatayim. Translation. Come and see. All those who study the Torah and cleave to the Holy One, blessed be He, are adorned with the crowns of the Torah and are beloved above it. The Holy One, blessed be He, stretches out to them His right hand, which is chesed. All the more so those who study the Torah at night also, as we have learned that they are associated with the Shekhinah and are joined with her when morning comes. The Holy One, blessed be He, winds a thread of grace around them to make them well known among the upper and the lower beings. On commentary, is there a distinction between Torah study and cleaving to Hashem? Which is cause and which is effect? Can you cleave to Hashem and not study Torah? Can you study Torah and not cleave to Hashem? These answers are very important to your spiritual growth. The ninth pasuk. Wakali nun kochve tafra b'shata tekeneset Yisrael. Wakali nun di'al b'la'an yoraita atan. Leit hazaaka me malka, kuhu mezamra, with mezamre kachada. Tahidiki beram yachad, kofre boker, layariu kobene Elohim, my layariu. Kada aroa hitroa, hitroa, haaretz deinun, deinin mitabrin, viat baruku, mikame boker, kaditar boker, bialma, kada a. Viashkem Abraham Baboker, Viad Viariu, Kodene Elohim. The translation. At the time that the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, and those who study the Torah come to appear before the king, Zeranpin, all the morning stars break forth into song together, as it is written, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of Elohim shouted for joy. What does shouted, the Hebrew word yariu, mean? The meaning is, as it is written, the earth is utterly broken down. The Hebrew is roah. There is the meaning of breaking. For those judgments which are called the sons of Elohim are broken. All of them are broken before morn. Ray is roused in the world, which is the illumination of Chesed of Zeranpin, as it is written. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and Abraham is chesed. Therefore, all the sons of Elohim shouted for joy. My commentary: is there judgment in chesed? What breaks the judgments within your tikkun? Torah study. Now rethink the answers to the questions that were asked above in my commentaries. And that is the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow, we have three classes, one at 10:30, which will be preparing ourselves for the seventh day of Pesach. One at 3 o'clock, where we'll continue our advanced reincarnation studies. And the third class, which will follow immediately upon the end of that class, depending on timing, which will be around 7:30. The third class is the counting of the Omer tomorrow. I wish you all a Shavuot Tov, a beautiful holiday of Pesach, a beautiful seventh-day holiday of Pesach. Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.